You know what I need one? Lazy Boy, listen to me, Lazy Boy. This is real.
That's pretty good.
I need y'all to give me an OC, like a chair that goes with us everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so how are we going to pack it in?
I haven't gotten it.
So you're just making up things.
I'm just making up. But imagine it was like your chair. You show up to do something, your Lazy Boy.
No, you're making requests.
Yeah.
You're like Mariah Carey.
If I could have this chair everywhere, I'd be happy.
Mariah Carey only wants green M&Ms.
Oh, I like that.
That is uprise. That's like, but I know why he's playing that uprise, because you've done a lot of work this weekend, so he wants you like a little mellow, you know what I mean? It's different. Yeah, he is.
All I need is you and I don't need no more. Everything you do I can't explain. Moving with the music, but you turn me on.
Yeah. That NFL never disappoints.
I am emotionally exhausted.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I am.
Why are you emotionally exhausted, J-Bo? If you don't mind, let me put my
Put your leg up there. That's good. That's good flexibility.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
My hips are pretty good.
You got good range.
Yeah.
And every time I see a guy come off the edge and he got the quick short stride, I think of you coming bringing that pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I? Because obviously the intensity of the games, the emotions of what we've been through in the NFL. But man, playoff football is fast.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know it, you've lived it. And you try to explain that to people. But I'm telling you right now, all those games, it was faster.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the line. But OC, I don't know what it was. This last game, that Cowboys and Buccaneers game, when it started, I was like, these dudes are flying.
Yeah, Dallas, now, for sure.
Flying.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my goodness. It was like you had worked all offseason for this game.
Yeah.
Never played before. Mm-hmm. Just everybody was fresh. And that's the playoffs. So I just feel like every game, it was so intense. Look at some of these scores and some of these games. I mean, I didn't know it was going to happen like that. Trevor Lawrence, the legend.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
All you need is one game,
yep,
and you become a legend.
Mm-hmm.
He is a legend in Duval County, Florida right
he
now,
is.
Forever because
then
of that.
Then went to Waffle House after to celebrate.
You know, I love it. That's a Southern thing.
Yeah.
You hit the Waffle House after.
Gosh,
you got to be from the South.
Oh,
you know what that
house.
Is.
Oh, my gosh.
You coming in the Waffle House getting everything you want.
Yeah.
We didn't have that on the West Coast. It was more like Denny's and IHOP and the 24-hour things, but not the Waffle House.
The Waffle House is an institution, a Southern institution.
I loved it. When I first got to Texas and I got a taste of that,
yeah.
Woo! But Atlanta, they different.
Oh, man.
They different.
They different, man. And they got like a new Waffle House sandwich now that I heard. I haven't seen it, but it's like the waffle.
Okay.
But you know how they have the waffle, right?
Yep.
So they got the waffle. They cut the waffle in half.
Okay.
And they put like the meat. Like the burgers,
oh,
then they put the bacon
like
on
a
there,
sausage patty,
and all that, and then they close it. Boom! It's the new Waffle House burger, but you have to ask for it specific. It's like a secret menu.
Oh, so it's like In-N-Out has that in the
secret menu.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ooh, so we gotta hit the Waffle House, man.
Do they have them in Arizona? I don't think they have.
Nah, they don't have. Not like that.
Yeah,
not like that.
Yeah.
It's too hot in Arizona to have a Waffle
House. Yeah, you're right. You're correct. So, no Waffle House. But yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
Should we start there? Let's work. It's fresh on our mind.
Yeah,
let's
you
start.
Just said it. Let's start with the Dallas.
Let's
Cowboys.
Let's start there. I mean, what are your thoughts? I like the way you look at football sometimes because it's different than me.
I think we knew that Dallas was a better team than Tampa Bay.
Okay.
But that was the only game I would say was a domination from start to finish. Like, and that's not supposed to happen in
no.
the playoffs. Like,
we didn't think
you're
that
not
was
supposed
happen.
You're not supposed to just
not like
you're not supposed to you're not supposed to do that
not
in
not,
the playoffs,
like
right?
No.
And so there's a lot of questions that need to be asked here.
Ooh, talk to me.
Number one, are the Dallas Cowboys that good, okay, or were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that bad? First of all, that 8-9 football team didn't really deserve to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Any other year, they wouldn't have been in the playoffs.
Right, yeah.
But we got enamored with, okay, it's the GOATs.
Hey,
Tom Brady,
this
anything can happen.
This is when he shows up.
And they went out there, and they were who we thought they were.
Yeah.
They were exactly who we thought they were from the beginning. Just, They didn't have balance. They were nowhere near the level of the Dallas Cowboys. And that was the only game that I saw that it was kind of so evident to me that this team was far superior to the other team.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We were worried because, you know, the allure, the legendary GOAT, right? Mm-hmm. You're right. When you look at playoff football, and this is why every time we get to the Super Bowl, every single time, ladies and gentlemen, the people go up to OC and they talk to him about beating the Patriots every time you won the Super Bowl about that pass rush. You know why, OC? I'm going to tell you why, because you know why, but I'm going to remind you why.
Okay.
In the playoffs and in the postseason, two things get you a ring, a pass rush and a quarterback.
Yep.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy who can make plays down the stretch and you get after the passer. That's the winning formula.
Yep.
If you don't have that, then you got to maneuver other pieces. Mm. But that's the cleanest way. And the Cowboys, those dudes were at a track meet.
Yeah.
Our man Adden had them boys ready to go.
Yeah.
They played fast. They rotated some players. But Micah Parsons understood his role, his agenda. They made life so hard for Brady. The big play, going down to score. Brady, opportunity. He sees that pressure at him. Brady don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
We know that he don't want to get hit. And he turns to absorb the throw. And that turn, that shoulder roll, what I call, he takes his eyes off the defender a split second, turnover. He doesn't throw interceptions in the red zone.
He knows better than that, too.
Because he doesn't want to get hit. Have a pass rush that can get after you. Dangerous. And they were balanced, man.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, people, football is simple. If you are running and passing, even though you might not have super success at one of the phases, it keeps me guessing on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they look, man. Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, was calling a good game plan. And, you know, you got to root for Dak Prescott. He's been through a lot in life. And you hear him talking. You always know, my opinion is, he's always going to bounce back. You know? He's just tough. So that's what I saw.
Yeah.
That's what I watched.
I like Prescott. I like what he was able to do. There were a lot of questions, a lot of scrutiny on him. Dallas Cowboys won their first road playoff game since 92.
Tell him, that's crazy.
Did you
see how Jerry was in the box?
He was wilding.
Oh, he was having a good time.
He was having a great time.
Except when that kicker was missing field goals, but yeah.
And now invariably come the questions about Tom Brady. And is he going to retire?
Yeah.
Should he retire because of the way he looked and all that good stuff?
Right.
And you know what's so funny? There was a way I thought before, and then there's a conversation we had, and my mind is just completely changed.
What are you thinking?
No, it's when you said we want somebody to retire because of the way it makes us feel. Right?
Yeah, we don't want to see our legends vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. But then what about what he wants and what makes him happy? How does he want to go out, right? And when you said that to me, it made sense because I know how I retired, right? And I know how I wanted to retire, and I wanted that for everybody.
Right.
Right? I wanted that for everybody. Oh,
this feels good. Trust me.
It's incredible. But you know, that worked for me.
Yeah.
Good point. And it might not work for somebody else. Somebody else might actually want to play until they literally can't play anymore, until they have to
fall off of them.
Exactly. And if this is what they want, then we should allow that for him. We shouldn't be the one saying, Brady looks terrible, he looks bad, he needs to do this, go retire. But if somebody wants to pay him to keep playing, keep playing, Brady.
I mean, he's a top 15 quarterback.
Yeah.
And if he is in an offense that has the necessary tools around him, he could be successful. If he had a running game, bro, a killer tight end, you know, he had a good slot receiver, but, you know, Godwin was banged up for most of the year.
That's interesting. All these things you're saying, it's like, it's a team in Las Vegas, killer tight end, great receiver, great running back.
Yeah.
Renfro in the slot. Josh McDaniel is, you know, as
you
the hiccups.
You put Renfro or Devontae.
There's a lot going on over there, man.
I know.
It's just what you just said. I was like, well, there's a lot of dots there.
Yep.
A lot of dots there, J. Bell.
He was in there.
Mm.
So why would you, to your point, why would you shut it down if you thought you could go plug into something and be successful. Same way you went to Atlanta, man.
Yeah.
You wanted to make them better because you knew you had the juice. Mm. You know, it might not have worked out the way you wanted to, but physically, you had the juice.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not do that?
I get it.
I just want to talk about Trevor Lawrence, man.
Okay.
I want to talk about this game because no one, I didn't see this happen. I was sick, actually, for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw it all fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
I literally saw it all fall apart. Mm. And then I think he made a quote after the game saying he was confused. He wasn't seeing things right. I'm paraphrasing. It's not his exact words, but he admitted he wasn't seeing the game correctly.
Yeah.
But he kept at it. And it's kind of that whole thing Doug Peterson was saying all year about belief in him, restoring confidence in the team, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you never saw a complete panic, but it was like, oh, no, what kind of day is it? But they go down and score. And I always say, for people that might not know anything about football, you want to talk about coaching? Look at second half adjustments.
Yeah.
Because it's two things I always say. Can you figure out what's going on? And can you articulate it to the players for them to go out there and put it on the field?
Mm. Can I tell you something really interesting about that game?
Yes.
I didn't watch the second half
of
that
game.
But not for the reason why you would think.
Okay.
Right? It was the late game. I was sleepy, right? And the Chargers went up 27-0. 27-0, right? Then, I think it was right before the half, Jacksonville scored.
Yeah, they got some juice.
And it became 27-7.
Mm-hmm.
And on everything that I love.
Don't tell me you thought they were going to.
I said Jackson was going to win this game.
Stop
and I went to sleep.
It.
I swear to God.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. Because.
It's interesting.
Because for me, right,
mm-hmm.
when I was watching the game unfold,
mm-hmm.
right, the way the Chargers were playing.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Everything that could have gone wrong for Jacksonville went wrong, right?
Yeah.
And the Chargers, everything that could have went right for them, but they weren't dominating that game.
No.
It's like they were just, oh, this guy has three interceptions, there are four. They weren't dominating the game.
No, they weren't.
And so to me, as soon as it went to 27-7, I was like, you know what?
You were like,
nah, this is going to flip.
Yeah.
And the Chargers, because of the way they were playing, I was like, they're not going to be able to stop this when this turns around.
Yeah.
And so I went to sleep. I woke up. I saw the score. And I was like, I'm not surprised, which is
crazy.
Bizarre.
Which
it's
is
bizarre.
Crazy. But, you know, it's funny. I make these jokes all the time. But the way you break down the playoffs is always so interesting because you've been in the locker room where every week it's the formula.
Yeah.
Do this, 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 win. Do this, this, we lose. Right? So you have this thing in your head. Because I always ask you, and you're like, ah, Jay Bell, yeah, you saying this, but da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And it reframes how I think. Balance, once again. You look at the Chargers, can't run the ball.
Yeah.
Cannot. You put so much pressure on the passing game. You got to come back, right? They're making a comeback, Jacksonville. What do you have to do when you're trying to make a comeback?
Lead the clock, run the ball.
Run.
Yeah.
And if you can't. If I can pass rush you and I can say, OC, D-line, go get after him.
Mm.
I'm going to be aggressive, right,
mm-hmm.
as a play caller. Go. We got to extend the game by shortening up your plays.
Mm.
So we got to bring pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't run the rock?
Yeah.
We just took advantage of what you couldn't do. That's the playoffs.
Yep.
So whatever your Achilles heel is, we will expose at some point. We've seen all the film. We know your tendencies. We know how you play. We know everything. Now it's about can you adjust? Couldn't run the ball, man.
Mm.
But I like
crazy.
It. Just it's a lot of heat. Somebody's gonna get fired, right? I don't think. Go ahead.
Somebody probably should get fired,
yeah.
But I'm not sure if somebody will get fired.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but somebody probably should.
I think they have to move on from the offensive coordinator.
From the offensive coordinator? You think so?
Somebody has to be when you're the head coach.
Yeah.
And you're under scrutiny.
Somebody's head got to roll.
Doesn't it always happen?
Always. 100%.
And it doesn't mean it's their fault?
Yeah.
It's just, oh, we fired a special teams coach.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
That's
that
the
gives
game.
You, gives you another year. Right? Every time you see it, man, somebody has to go.
Yeah.
When y'all, the year before y'all won the Super Bowl, defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Spags comes in.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
That's how it works. Speaking of, I got this hat on.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
This NY hat on.
It makes me happy. We're going there next.
Yeah. This NY hat on.
Yeah.
And the New York Giants.
Yeah.
With a monumental.
Yep.
Fantastic victory.
Oh, yes.
What a game. Daniel Jones. The much maligned Daniel Jones.
Daniel DGZ.
Had the best day.
Of his career.
Of his career. And out of any quarterback that played on this weekend, he had the best day. Nobody played better than Daniel Jones. 25 for 31. 300 yards passing. 70 yards rushing.
That's interesting.
Three, four touchdowns, no interceptions.
That's interesting.
And a dub in Minnesota.
Let me look this through.
Nobody had a better day at the quarterback position than Daniel Jones. He was the best quarterback, the most dangerous quarterback this past weekend. And you can't convince me otherwise.
Okay. I'm going to throw out a name, but...
Any name you throw out doesn't matter. It doesn't mean nothing to me. But go ahead and throw it out anyway.
I'm going to say this, but because your statement is strong and it's leaning towards it. Because when you look at Daniel Jones, he was the best player on offense with Saquon Barkley.
Correct.
He made the throws with targets that no one was impressed in. They've gotten better. What he did with his legs, the moment wasn't too big.
80 yards rushing, bro. 300 yards passing, 80 yards rushing, accounted for almost 400 yards of offense.
It's hard to go against that. I like the way Dak played.
Yeah.
I like, and I do, everybody else did what they were supposed to do. Josh Allen, even though he can't play like that.
Yeah, he's wilding.
He can't continue. So, only because of what Trevor did in the second half, it's hard for me.
Yeah.
Because that was, four picks, but point.
He didn't have to throw those interceptions.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit.
For correcting his.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I'm with you.
From start to finish.
I just didn't want to take that hot take because I didn't think about it.
Mm.
But you're right.
Let me give you another hot take.
Give me that one, because that was good. That was strong. And nobody's really, don't be surprised right now when Daniel Jones, if they give him a deal, gets $40 million a year.
Yeah, he should.
Because it's going to be 50. So everybody just chill out.
Yeah.
The big guys are about to get 50.
They're 50.
He's about to get 40.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his progression. Look at what he's done under Daboll. You can't say that he's, But here's the point that I think that I have to call out, and I have to call it out right now. Mm-hmm. Even though I kind of wanted to, put it in my back pocket. I want to save it.
Uh-huh. But recycle it.
Yeah, you can recycle it.
Yeah.
But there's people who are saying, "Does this team remind you of when you guys won?"
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Can this team go all the way and win the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'll say to that. I think that it's going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Extremely difficult. And here's why I say that. You see, when you talk about a Super Bowl winning team,
okay.
When you talk about a team that wins the Super Bowl,
yep.
You, from my experience
what and you
from
have.
And from what I've seen,
yes,
you have to be able to point to a position group that is clearly head and shoulders better than everybody in the NFL.
I couldn't agree more.
You got to be able to point there and say that.
Could not agree more.
And here's why this happens, right? When I look at the New York Giants, right, I point to their coaching staff and say they have the best coaching staff in the NFL, top three coaching staff in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
You can
this season, yeah.
This season, you're like, that is a top three coaching staff.
Look at what they've done.
In the NFL. Look at what these guys have been able to do. As all pro, first team all pro coaching staff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But now, here's what's going to happen. Right? Here's what's going to happen. In the later rounds mm-hmm. of the NFC, you know, or even if you make it to the Super Bowl and you're going up against the AFC team, in the later rounds in the NFC.
They got to play Philly.
You got to play Philly, Sirianni, right? You're talking about a Kyle Shanahan, right? Mm-hmm. In the AFC, you're talking about Buffalo's coach. You're talking about, you know, Andy Reid. You're not going to out-coach those guys, yeah. right? It's That's going to be a wash at best. You're not going to out-coach them,
it's
right?
It's going to be a wash.
So the players are going to have to decide.
That's
you understand?
Why we love the final rounds.
The players are going to have to make that decision.
It's great call. Supposed to be where he's going to be. Yeah. Perfect position. But he caught the ball.
Yeah. The players are going to have to make that decision.
OC just beat him, the double team. That's not supposed to happen.
Think about all the past Super Bowl champions. Or even I'll even think about us, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. 07, Eli's playing well.
Yep.
Offensively, we have a good O-line, Plaxico, run the ball, yeah. Tuma, very good football players. But our D-line was the best defensive line in football.
Period.
So at the end of the day, you can point, you'd be like, okay, they won because they were better than everybody else there. Those guys decided the game.
Period.
Right?
Straight up.
And that happened in 2011.
Again.
Like every single year, and I'm not just talking about us. Yeah. Every single year, every Super Bowl champion, you're going to be able to point and say, okay, they were better there. They had better players there than everybody else in football. And with the Giants, they have very good players, but there's nowhere that I can point and say they are clearly better than everybody else there. And that's what you're going to need to win the Super Bowl.
That is a very... That's the strongest point, period, because that's true. And when you look at the roster in the playoffs and you look at these teams, that's why I talk about the 49ers the way I do. It's because you clearly have the best defense.
Yep. You have the best players there. Yeah.
You got the best players. It can take over.
Yep.
Literally can take over. When you talk about Dallas, what makes them dangerous, they just showed. They can get after the passer.
Best players, yep.
If you can get after the passer and then you got a guy who can make some plays,
mm-hmm.
you can beat anybody.
Yep.
Philly, they can get after the passer if they need to. And they got a quarterback that can make
receivers,
plays.
Like
and receivers,
everywhere.
Playmakers. Yeah. When you look at the
Kansas
Bills.
Kansas City,
Patrick Mahomes is the magic.
Yeah.
The way he's playing is it's just elaborate, man.
Yep.
I mean, it's like manifest destiny out there for this dude.
Mm.
I don't even know why I said that.
But that's good. It's good.
It felt like it's very good. It's a long night for me. That being said, I think he can overplay almost what his defense is doing.
Yep.
But I have faith in Spags' ability to bring pressure. Like, I just seen it before.
Mm.
He's got, you know. But the Bills, man, can they close a game on defense?
Yeah, that's the thing. But at least, you know what? At least at the quarterback position, you can point to him and be like,
he's the best player on the field.
He's the best player on the field, usually. So if that happens, if in fact they do win, you're going to know why that
guy,
happened.
That guy had the best game.
Yep.
And if he has the best game, it's going to be hard to
Can't
stop.
Beat him.
He doesn't have a lot of balance either. It's all on him. Having him drop back all the time and have to read coverages, that's difficult.
Mm.
Like, the run game makes it easy for everybody.
Mm.
I digress with my point. You are totally right. This is why I love the Bengals. And I don't like this game they played in.
Listen.
It was a fight.
They didn't play well. They found a way to win. I'm picking Cincinnati over Buffalo. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there right now.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I think Cincinnati
I'm with you. I do. Because the way the roster is, the way the defense is playing, that is going to be my pick also.
That's going to be a bloodbath, bro.
What we just saw this week in the playoffs, OC, the intensity, the speed. Who thought Miami was going to give the Bills this kind of fight?
They want.
What?
So you think you're just gonna come over here? We're gonna lay down for you,
bro. They played zero blitz.
Yeah,
and just were like manning dudes up. It was like, what am I watching? This is like, there's no tomorrow.
It's nice.
There's so think about next week what it's going to give us. But I agree, man. This is fascinating, man. It's that time again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I like your point. The hottest take of this whole thing was your Daniel Jones thing. Nobody.
That's my DJ.
Yeah.
Go DJ. Yeah. That's my DJ. Yeah.
Hey, Lamar. Real quick. Lamar, though.
Yeah.
If they don't, the leverage is slightly, it's tilting his direction more and more.
In his direction?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
I think it is.
Why?
Do they win that game with Lamar?
Yeah, but regardless, they're not going to guarantee his whole contract.
They're not
going to do that.
They might not.
Okay, so who's?
Somebody. If he gets free, somebody will.
Oh, they're gonna just drag this on out. You know what's,
how
you
many
know
times
so funny?
Can they franchise him? They franchise him
this year and franchise him again next year. But you know what's so funny
what would
about
it be,
Baltimore?
50 mil?
Yeah. You know what's so funny about Baltimore? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something that's really, really funny about Baltimore.
Tell me, bro.
Right? Mm-hmm. They are in a horrific predicament.
Okay.
Horrific.
Okay.
The minute they got rid of Flacco, which was I don't even know how many years ago, mm-hmm. right? Their entire offense is built around this kind of player. Their whole offense.
Everything. Yep.
They can't now insert any other quarterback.
That's why Tyler Huntley works, because
he's that
Lamar B minus
Lamar. B minus Lamar, yeah. Right? Right? So now you're in a position where if you don't have that guy at quarterback.
Tear down. What are you going to do?
You got to tear down the whole thing.
And
they have a good team.
Yeah.
So you can't tear down the whole thing. You also can't guarantee this man $250 million.
Oh, you can.
You can, but you
just
won't.
Don't want to.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
From a business standpoint.
Okay.
You shouldn't. Right? So now. You're stuck between what they like to call a rock and a hard place.
I think they gotta.
You gotta find
time
your way
to give
out of
that man his money, guaranteed.
They gotta pay. You can't do it.
I feel they
can't do it.
You can't do it till you have to.
J Bell can't do it.
They might not. Somebody will.
They should give him a whole lot of chalupa. They should give him more than Russell Wilson for sure.
Oh yeah.
But if you're talking about guaranteeing the entirety of this man's contract,
right.
cannot do it.
So shorten the deal and guarantee him. Do a three-year deal guaranteed.
Three-year deal.
I think that's what it needs to go to.
From a business standpoint, I'll be okay with
but
that.
But the teams don't want the quarterback for just 3 years. It doesn't help them.
Yeah.
But I think that's where it should go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
As a man who's been in a high-level negotiations.
Oh, not that high. But the stakes weren't that high.
You've dealt in your time, you have dealt with everybody in the organization over that kind of stuff. Not a lot of people can say that.
My contract right now is like that's what they would pay like a second stringer, a high level second stringer.
Hey, you can't compare your career to now.
Oh,
the
no,
money
I'm
just shoots
saying,
up too
oh,
high.
It shoots up every
it
time.
Shoots up
it's
too
like,
high.
It'd be like Lawrence Taylor looking at our contract.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what is going
I
on?
I was
here?
Making LT money.
Yeah, like, what? Like, yo, we got special teamers. Our special teamers are making LC money, man.
It's
that's
crazy.
Just the way it is.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Real quick, time for Ask OC, Ask J Bell.
Yep.
DDS, that's his name, DDS. Mm. Did Daniel Jones save his Giants career against the Vikings last Sunday? Wow.
First of all, DDS is what they used to call me and Justin Tuck. So I hope that's not. They used to call Strahan used to call me and Justin Tuck DDS1 and DDS2.
What does that mean?
DDS means dumb deal signer.
Hey, can I tell you something? I remember that.
You remember?
I'll never bring that up. He did used to call y'all dumb deal signer.
DDS1, DDS2.
When y'all signing contracts, he called y'all dumb deal signers. He would I remember. I remember in L.A. him reminding me of that. I would never, ever say that out loud.
DDS2.
Have I ever said that?
Said it, no.
Because, but,
see, y'all boys
because,
7 year deals?
I know, because, and they got Tuck before,
no,
that when I got there, before he started balling, and he signed in the middle of the year, I was like, oh, they gave him a nice deal for him. You know, he wasn't starting.
Yeah,
you know, the D coordinator was on him all the time, and he was locked in. That's how they get you. They see you're going to be great, and they offer you that chalupa.
Like, hey, look at this. It's the okie doke. Go.
And in 3 years, you're like, I'm the best out here.
The other 6 years?
I know. then you just sit out on the bike.
Yeah, we living. Yep. We living.
I know. Jamie Sterling, love the podcast. One a week is not enough. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I put a bet on the Jaguars to win the Super Bowl at 40-1.
Mm-hmm.
I only put on 1 pound. I'm not made of money. Shrewd bet or absolutely no chance.
Listen, if you're going to bet 1 pound,
I like Jamie.
The longest odds possible.
Jamie, I like your move. Well, I mean, listen.
Why not?
No risk it, no biscuit.
Yeah.
And you can get a couple of biscuits with 40 pounds, baby.
Definitely not risking it, no. For sure.
I couldn't even get to the bottom of that. That was funny.
Where do you even find a pound now? Like, are they still make a pound?
Yeah. You know how hard it is, man? Like, when my daughter needs, like, 3 pounds to go to school.
You're like, where?
The desperation. I've sent her to school without 3 pounds so many times. The teachers are probably like, this is
ridiculous.
Yeah, I gave her a tenner one time, and it was like, you ballin', do your thing. Osi.
Yep.
People of China.
Okay.
People of China.
Yeah.
China. The Jason.
No, you're not saying it right. You got to say it like, oh boy, China.
I'm never going to say anything like, oh boy. You are so bad. That man gets nothing. You're so bad. The people of China. Who are probably on a VPN, very private network. The Jason and OC podcast. Where do they get this? It's top 30. Up from 41 to 30 this week.
Where?
I don't know.
It's not possible, man. Simon just be making up
stuff.
This is
amazing.
Simon, I promise you, he's just making
this
up stuff.
This is amazing.
He's just making up things.
Simon,
up.
I want this verified.
Do you know what top 30 is in China?
This is amazing.
That means there's 200 million people listening.
That's quick math. That's back of the napkin quick math right there.
We got 200 million listeners in China.
Astonishing. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. People of China, I want you to know something very, very,
we
very
important.
We love
y'all, man.
We love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a chance, get you one of these lazy boys.
Man, get you the lazy boy.
Get you a lazy boy. 200 million people,
we will
buy a lazy
never,
boy.
Never, ever say anything against China.
No.
Never.
Never.
That's never happened. No. We know what they do.
Yeah. Get y'all.
Hey, did you see the NBA?
Yeah.
They backtrack quicker than you, J-Bell. They backtrack quicker than you.
Like me with a difficult conversation.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
No, you know your backpedal?
Yeah.
That's how they were backpedaling. Jalen Ramsey style. Like, what?
We don't say that.
Don't say that.
Uh-oh. Simon's coming over.
We
apologize. Simon's coming over with data. But listen, if y'all, 200 million people, listen, look what I'm doing. See this? Lazy boy. If 200 million people were
No. Hold on now. J-Bell. Hold on.
No, don't do it.
Hold on.
Don't do it. You don't like my lazy boy layout?
No, you can't do that because,
okay.
Let me tell you why.
I'm coming back up. Because
lazy boy, you know, that was pre the 200 million listeners in China.
Oh, now we got to negotiate.
200 million listeners in China?
The problem is we like the chairs.
Yeah, but still, that's like 200 million listeners.
We don't like the product that much?
No. They gotta. Lazy boy, you gotta do something else about that check.
Lazy boy, we got
200 million listeners.
200 million.
Where are they at?
Say it. China. And I'm telling you, they just want to get real cozy. You know what I need? Lazy boy, listen to me, lazy boy. This is real.
That's pretty good.
I need y'all to give me an OC, like a chair that goes with us everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so how are we going to pack it in?
I haven't gotten there.
So you're just making up things.
I'm just making up. But imagine it was like your chair. You show up to do something, your lazy boy.
No, you're making requests.
Yeah.
You're like Mariah Carey.
If I could have this
Mariah
chair
Carey
everywhere,
only wants
I'd be
green
happy.
M&Ms. Mariah Carey said she only has green M&Ms in a bowl. So that's what you're doing right
now. Okay, it's time to end this podcast. Okay, I've officially went off the edge when I am being, when me and Mariah Carey are requesting
green M&Ms.
Uprise all day. Maybe I get an uprise in my lazy boy. Like uprise, the uprise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You like that, right?
That's pretty good.
And then when I pull the lazy boy up, it rises.
Did you just drop the mic?
You just dropped the mic like she just said the most profound thing. Sorry.
We're disturbed. Oh my God.
I'll holler at you. I know what you like, yeah. You give me what